Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Band of Brothers. We are here once again with the greatest man alive. This week we're running the three-man weave, man. So it's only three of us in the studio today. The Love Doctor is
Yeah, Myrtle Beach making love. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, I was gonna say preparing some new material for us. So he should have some interesting stuff for us when he come back. But we in here with the usual suspects minus one. We got a man. I'm just saying in the building, man. What's going on, sir?
What's good, man? Long week. Got through it. What's good?
Everything's good over here. Everything's great. How about yourself over there, man?
I'm good. Just like Jess. Overtime all week long. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That good old
I'm
overtime.
Still tired.
Yeah, too much overtime this week.
Yeah.
Not enough sleep. I tried to lay down yesterday, but it's like when you try to go to sleep,
it don't work.
It just don't work.
So yeah, too much tension and anxiety on you. I can understand that. But we're here, man. Back for another episode. I know the people have been waiting on it, man. Give yourselves a round of applause, man. It's beautiful. You've made it here. We appreciate you for it. Thank you, audience, for the applause and everything. Self-made audience, you know, that's what I do when I want to make myself feel better. I just give myself a round of applause. It makes everything better that way. But without further ado, let's get into it. As usual, we got plenty of topics to deal with today. We're going to be talking about a little internet buzz, some things that's going on the internet. We're going to talk about some social issues. And Say came back one more week with some interesting news that he has to get for you today. So we're going to have an I'm Just Saying moment, and we're going to see how everything turns out. Is that all right with y'all? Because it's all right with me.
Cool with me.
So let's go ahead and do it. So I was searching around the internet, you know, as I often do in my free time. And, you know, I'm pretty sure we've all seen these new video prank clips that they have going on nowadays. It's not like your candy cam or anything like that you're used to seeing on TV. You know, with this new age of the cell phone and everything, you know, with people having video and YouTube accounts, everybody's doing their own thing. And a lot of these different video pranks and stuff like that are coming out. And I noticed, and somebody posed a question, which was pretty interesting to me. We have one up on the website, CultureShockEntertainment.com. It's a montage of clips by... It's one white brother, but he has a team of people that's obviously taping for him and everything. And somebody asked the question based on the video content, are these people purposely trying to troll black people into inciting a riot or antagonizing them because they know they'll get the best response because they think and assume that we're angry and volatile and things like that? Because if you look at the video when you go on the website, all of the people that these guys are pranking are not only African-American, but these might be some of the most thuggish looking dudes that you've ever seen in your life. And I'm sitting here watching this video as this guy is getting body slammed and beat down and just straight mauled. Like, who in their right mind would do something like this? So the only conclusion that the writer of this post came up with, and I kind of agree with too, is you have to be doing this just because you know you can get a rise out of these guys. So I sent the link to you guys. What do you guys think? Am I seeing something different, or does it look like they're going for that because they just assume that black people are going to be angry and crazy and they're going to fit the stereotype that people have put out there on us?
Man, I don't know. I got the link that you sent me, and I was watching it right before we got on the show. And I don't know if they were, you know, got them all, you know, stupid kind of. I mean, the stuff they was doing was like, it was like they purposely wanted to get beat up.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like, you know, funny things where you can point and say, hey, it's a camera over there and laugh at it. There was stuff that you honestly would beat the snot out of somebody for. And they were picking the most off-the-hook gangsters dude on the street.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What I'm saying?
It was some of them kind of funny, though. The one with the dude sagging and they pull their pants up. I mean, I kind of laughed a few times on that one. It was like, there's no other response you can get out of some of this stuff. And if you guys haven't seen it already, you guys got to go onto the website, CultureShockEntertainment.com, and look at what this dude is doing. Like, he's walking past people and he's pulling their pants up if they're sagging. He's saying crazy stuff to him. Well, another one that's kind of funny, he'll walk up to somebody and, you know, like ask for directions or something like that. And, you know, they'll start off nice and say, hey, you're going out such and such. And he'll cut him off like, don't ever talk to me like that again. And it just goes haywire from there.
And just like, beat the snot out of him.
It's funny, man. They do something crazy. Or like he'll walk past a bus bench and he'll fart in somebody's face. It's like stuff like that. It's like there's certain boundaries where you should talk things out. And then there's certain things that you do to a person I'm gonna beat you down first and then talk later. Like, everything this guy was doing was like, the only option is for me to whoop on you first, and then maybe we can talk about it after I put a couple lumps on your head, because you shouldn't have just did that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what you think, Mav? What you think? You think they coming after these people trying to provoke what they assume that they're going to do, or is it just coincidence that everybody in these video clips are black?
No. All the clips I watch seem like they're going right to the hood. You know what I'm saying? Going, going right to the thugs, you know, by the parks and right up on the streets, like they trying to provoke black people to do something, you know, because they're not going out to the suburbs, because I really don't think anybody in the suburbs, I mean, might react like that. Maybe one or, you know, maybe one person, you know.
Not enough content out there for them?
Nah.
Nah, definitely not enough content for them, you know.
Yeah, they went straight to the projects. I was feeling unsafe, and I'm just watching the video like, man, I feel like my life on the line.
Right.
I ain't got nothing to do with this. So, yeah, that's pretty interesting. So, you guys, definitely go and take a look at it. Let me know what you guys think, because, yeah, it's pretty fun. So, I mean, what do you get out of this is what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, are you getting paid a lot of money for this, or are you just...
Yeah.
Is this like a you writing a college exam? I can go like to the University of Washington's website and read your dissertation on this. Like, why? Who in their right mind would do this? Because it wasn't like you got threatened for your life. These guys really bona fide got beat down.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, out of all the stuff that we're going through right now, like, why are you really trying to do this for? You know, and then put it on the internet. You know,
right? How would you have responded?
I mean, I would have had to beat somebody up for real, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how you rolling, say? You just walking and somebody grab you from the back and pull your pants up. I mean, what you doing? You talking it out? Or
your first instinct is the swing. I mean, to be honest with you, because people grabbing you, you know what I'm saying? It's too much of a tense moment right now in these times that we live in to be doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and that's why it's like they're not really using their common sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you picking the most hoodest dudes on the street and grabbing their pants. You know, that one dude, gun fell out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you better run. He's going to shoot you.
He probably would have if it didn't fall first.
His gun fell out. Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I saw a few of them. Was it in that clip where the dude got body slammed? I think I saw somebody get body slammed.
Got body slammed in a look like by the basketball court. Oh, it was nasty.
It's kind of rough. But then you see all these people on the TV. So did they end up signing the disclaimer afterwards? Like, oh, dog, sorry for blacking your eye, but yeah, I'll be on your little show. Because it's like nobody's blurred out or anything like that.
That's the crazy part. I don't know.
This is funny, man. This is funny. So, yeah, we'll definitely get back into that at another time. Feel free to comment, CultureShockEntertainment.com. Hit the Facebook page up, too, Culture Shock Entertainment. We'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Because I'm pretty sure some of you guys have posted some of these prank videos and things like that. So let me know what you think. All innocent fun? Is there something behind it? Hinting the agenda? I don't know. Kind of crazy to me. You won't see me doing it. I fight for a reason, not just because I ain't got nothing better to do. But, yeah,
right.
these guys look like they're bored or something. I don't
Straight
know.
Up hood, man.
Right. Anywho, moving on to more serious and more involved topics, if you will. I was thinking the other day, it just kind of came up out of the blue. That's kind of what happens in my life. I'm just sitting there doing my thing and just boom, hey, that sounds like something interesting to talk about. So I was thinking, in the state of Black America, Black society, you know, we have an epidemic with a lot of people being raised by single parents, right?
Right.
And, you know, a lot of our parents, my parents, your parents, and hundreds of thousands of other single moms have done a great job. You know, we all doing our thing. We're pretty successful, or, you know, we've made it. You know, we're not another statistic. We're not in jail. You know, we're not doing anything bad with our lives. They did the best they could.
Yeah.
But this question came to me out of nowhere. I often wonder, is this a legit way of thinking? Now, they did the best they can do. We're all made it. We're all successful husbands, fathers, all that good stuff. But with just a single mother raising a man in general, not necessarily just a black man, but a man in any community or any society or any socioeconomic background, is it possible for a woman to properly raise a man all by herself, to fully give him everything he needs to be properly tuned for society?
I mean,
it's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
And why is that?
It depends on really the parent, the mm-hmm. type of female you have. I've come across some females who had children, and the way they raised their kids were, to me, just amazing. You would have thought that there was a father figure in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing their kids and watching them grow up and being very productive citizens out here, you know, like I said, it depends on the mother. You know, some mothers are, well, women are strong-willed anyway, but some women, especially the few that I know, they were very strategic in how they raised their children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they realized that what they were working with was just themselves, and there wasn't a lot of male figures around. They wasn't forcing anybody to be around. So they strategically raised their, you know, especially the young men, to be productive young men, and taught them some things. And I have to say, I've seen it happen for myself, you know, and I'm like, wow, pretty amazing. I used to be one of, you know, kind of like, nah, you can't, it's impossible to do it, but I've seen it done.
Okay.
So I have to say, it's very possible.
Okay. So where you at, Say? I mean, I keep calling you Say that. I don't know why I keep doing that. Where you at, Mav?
I feel the same way as Jess. You definitely have to be strategic in the way that you're raising them, and you definitely have to have a lot of morals and standards, and you also have to cover a whole lot of bases, you know,
right.
Like that. I think you kind of have to take on the whole father figure thing, you know. Be there for them like a mother, but also, you know, scold them like a father.
And see, that's my thing, and that's where I come in to, like, I hear what Say saying, I hear what you say in Math, where they say, like I said, my mother was a strong black woman, single parent, raised me, and I came out pretty well. But when you talk about having to play the role of a man, is it really possible to play the role of a man successfully? And I almost put it like this, and it might be a weird analogy, but it makes sense to me. Hopefully it makes sense to you. You got regular ground beef, you got turkey meat. Like, yeah. They both serve the same purpose, but you know the difference between ground beef versus turkey meat. I mean, you can season that turkey meat up real good and it'd be banging, it's the joint, but you know that that's turkey meat inside of that spaghetti and not beef.
Right.
And it's kind of like the same thing with, you know, a single parent trying to fulfill the father's role and having a father in the household. For example, what Mav just said, when you're talking about it's time to scold, it's time to, you know, put your foot down. Now, you know, I came up in a household, my mother believed in putting fear in your kids and, you know, and all that good stuff. And I think it was a good practice. You know, it was a point, you know, where I was terrified of my mother. Then it got where I was older, where it was just simply respect. You really can't do anything to me physically, but I respect you. But you get those kids, especially men, when you get to, you know, your teenage years, your testosterone start kicking in and hair start poking up in different places and you're feeling yourself, a lot of times the woman is not equipped to handle this guy becoming a man, yeah, and being able to give him everything you need. You know, it's a certain voice that a daddy gives where I don't even have to do anything to you. When I speak, you know the move, because yeah, I'm daddy.
Right.
You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
Mommy come in, she got to swing, yell, kick, throw stuff, and, you know, tear down the walls, you know, to get a point across. Daddy come in, say a couple words, and that's the end of it. And that's the thing, things like that, where I look and say, that just can't really be replaced. I mean, like I said, you can try to portray that role, but it can't necessarily be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the type of thing that kind of provoked that thought in my head. We know you can do the best you can, and that's what you should be doing. That's all
right.
You can do.
Right.
But is the best you can enough to fully equip you to say, all right, you're ready to be a man. Go ahead and flourish in life.
Well, I think, like I said, and you made a good analogy, but let's take it on the other side. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Turkey meat and ground beef, two different meats. If you season them right, you, like you said, you can tell the difference, but one is healthier for you than the other.
Right.
One is not healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, yeah, okay, so it's turkey meat, but I probably live longer eating that than eating the, you know, the beef. So, like I said, it's all about the strategic, you know, your approach to it. And like I said, I know some women who didn't have the male figures around, but strategically they did things to allow their sons to become very, like, I know a lady who had a son, and what she did was she put him in places and around people who would force him to grow, you know, force him to look at things from a male perspective.
Yeah. Men in particular, or just people in general?
Well, just people in particular. They're men, but it was just kind of like an atmosphere of men.
Yeah.
You know
okay.
what I'm saying? And so it was a healthy environment. It wasn't like she put him in a gang or anything like that, or put him on the street. He went to all-boys school.
Mm-hmm.
He was around a good football program, which had a great man that was known to bring up little, you know, young boys and help them grow up. And she all, and because she knew that her son trusted her, and she always told me that was the key thing. Like, my son has to have my trust. So, because there's sometimes I won't be able to tell him certain things, but he's dependent on me sometimes to guide him in the right way, especially right. when it comes to certain decisions that he has to make that only a man could tell him. I kind of got to push him a certain way, you know, so he knows where to go. And it turned out to be a great move because, like I said, this guy grew up, and the dude is very productive out here. You know, he looks at things from a different perspective, but, and he also talking with him, you know, he was telling me that being around his mom helped him see things from a different lens mm-hmm. as being a man. You know, there's certain things he knew he understood growing up, but he's seen things from two different lenses versus just a man's lens. So he had a better understanding of how to treat a woman, you know, how to be in an environment of yeah. women and all that, and how to talk to folks. And yeah. and like you said, it helped prepare him for the future. But his mom was very strategic.
Right.
You know, she kept him in things. You know, he wanted to play sports. She made sure he was around the best sports programs. She drove him to, you know, out in the suburbs of the programs that were really excelling.
Right.
And that forced him to, you know, really be great. You could be good here, but out there, they'll force you to be great.
Right.
You know, so she put him around in environments that were very conducive and healthy for his relationship growing up. So that, like I said, it's just all about the mother. Like, some women understand, I can't replace your dad. I can never be your dad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to do that. But I don't want, and like she said, I don't want to give anybody an excuse of that he didn't know how to be a man.
Right.
I put him in the right predicaments. I put him in the right situations around the right people for him to see things from a man perspective. You know, she did her homework on people. She, you know, she talked to folks. You know, she asked around. Like I said, she was very strategic. She yeah. took her time. She understood that my son is important. It's not about just me and what I think, but how is this going to benefit him? Will he grow from this? Will he see things from a man perspective? Will he grow up right? You know, will he just be one way with it? No, I want him to be around an environment where he, like I said, grows up and become very productive out here. So, like I said, it really depends on the mother, to be honest with you. When you can talk to somebody and say, hey, I'm not the dad. I'm not trying to be the dad. I'm not trying to replace him. But there's some things I can do to kind of help him. Them are the mothers that you say, okay, they got a shot. Okay. Them kids got a shot to be very great. When you got the moms that are like, no, I don't need the daddy. I am his daddy and his mama. Yeah, you might have a problem.
I agree.
Right. So I'm hearing, you know, listening to the scenarios you put out there and how she mapped things. So even still being a single parent, it seems like you still need some type of male figure there to supplement yeah. what right. should have been there.
And that's
you
what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah. She knew that.
Right.
Yeah. There was no, I don't need a man. No, my son needs to be around men.
Right. So there needs to be some type of male element.
Not one in a home. But when he's out and there's times where I won't be around him, he needs to be around men
mm-hmm.
that can yeah. be trusted. You know, because like she said, I'm not around him 24/7. When he's right. here, he gets an understanding of what it is, but he needs to be out in public, out in the world, he needs to be around men that know how to be men.
Right.
Like she said, everybody's not perfect. Some things he's going to learn that, you know, she's like, men do things. She's like, but there's a structure, there's a foundation. And that was her thing. The foundation has to be right for him to be able to function and make wise choices. So she did what she could. And she, like I said, I know some women that did great jobs and were very smart in how they approached it. They wasn't selfish, you know? Okay. So that's the thing I look at.
So where you at, man? If I see you nodding your head and agreeing and all that over there. So what you got to say?
I totally agree with Jess. I mean, you definitely going to have to put your son around some men.
Right.
You know, around some good people and some different programs, because if he's sitting at the home with the mother all the time and with the sisters, I mean, he's going to get some of those ways.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, and then, like Jess said, I mean, a mother can't really be, you know, a man and really have that man presence, you know, and push that child
mm-hmm.
like a man could do. So, yeah, you definitely got to be strategic about it.
So did you have a lot of male presence in your life when you was growing up? Like substitute for your father not being there?
Yeah. My mother pretty much pushed me to playing football and basketball. So pretty much when I went outside, I was always around the man up on the street. You know, I was always outside playing football and basketball and high go seek, it was always men. Pretty much, really wasn't no girls out there like that. I mean,
you play high go seek with men? All men? I'm just asking the question.
I mean, the girls on my street were all kids. I mean, were all, you know, babies.
I got you. I'm just messing with you, man.
But, yeah, I grew up, you know, number males, period, you know.
Interesting.
I play hide and seek with women and men.
I mean, I kind of thought that was so purpose.
Women,
right.
More
I thought,
so the women.
Hey, you know.
It made
zone.
The gun so much, right, you know, the game so much
Yeah,
because
I'm searching
you know?
For you. I ain't even worried about it. You can stay in that tree all you want. I want to get to you. But,
I'm hoping that the girls hide in the woods. Right. So I go climb in the woods,
Man, I understand, though. You got to do what you got to do to survive. I get it. Nobody got a problem with it.
Right.
So let me ask this. On a scale of 1 to 10, with being raised in a single parent household by the mom, how well do you think you were equipped to go out in society once, you know, your mother had you leave the nest or whatever? Do you think you had all the tools necessary, or was it some things that you found was missing as you started to spread your wings and do your own thing?
No, I mean, it was a lot of things missing. I think my mother didn't. First of all, my mother didn't have all those tools, you know, to raise me up the right way. Anyways, she raised me up the best way that she knew how. You know, pretty much manners, and you're supposed to get good grades in school. You know, and pretty much didn't really know too much other ways to raise me up, but. I think I was missing a lot of things. I mean, a male figure definitely would have helped me out in society.
Okay. So I'm going to spin it over here to you, Say, and then I'm going to come back to you, Matt, because I'm trying to get a full scope on things. And like I said, feel free to chime in as you're listening to the show. Add your comments, your insight. We'll be there to talk back with you as well on the MixLR app. But what would you tell someone, a single mother that's raising her children, what advice would you give her in order to help her make sure that she raises her male child up properly?
Understand her role. You don't really have time to feel sorry for yourself. You have to be very careful about the men that's around your child. You have to be very careful about the things you do, you know, at certain ages when they're a child. You don't want them to pick up certain habits. You want them to understand that there are things that women do that men don't do, you know, and really be that, you have to be that trusted vessel that they really can trust, you know what I'm saying? It really is, you really do have to be strategic. You have to, it's almost like doing homework. You know, you really have to, and this is like your son is a major assignment.
Okay.
It's a lifelong assignment, you know what I'm saying? You have to give your all. You have to sleep, eat. No, how do I bring him up right, you know? And like I said, you just have to be about, you really have to be about your child, you know? It's just a selfless act. First of all, being a parent is a selfless act anyway, you know? So she really has to take her time and then, like I said, do her research and learn her child, you know, and learn, you know, how can I put him in the right environment? Who can I put him around? What things do we need to be around? You know, what's healthy? What's going to help him challenge his mind in the male aspect of the things that he does that he may be exposed to that he needs to know about, you know? Like I said, it's really just a lifelong homework assignment. You have to give your best effort every day. You know, you have to sleep, eat it, you know, and all that. So that would be my best advice. You know, like I said, you're not a dad. And when you can accept that, you have a lot of hope. You're not the dad. You're not a male. You don't have to. Some people, it's funny because some women will try to portray the role of a male. They'll dress different. They'll do things and puff their chest out and all this other stuff.
But I was going to say, you know, what you're saying for them to accept that they're not a male. I think a lot of women do accept that they're not a male. And then it starts to fester. And that's when we turn into the, you know, the vindictive nature and missing the purpose of the assignment that you have in
But that goes back to not feeling sorry for yourself. You know, when you feel sorry for yourself, you do stuff like that.
Right.
When you don't feel sorry for yourself, hey, it is what it is. This is what needs to be done.
Okay.
You know, like I said, your focus is your son. That's your homework assignment, lifelong homework assignment. You know, you don't have time to grow up and mope. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. You've got a huge responsibility in being a mother to this son.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, like I said, women and men are different. When you got that man child, it's a different ball game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's able to produce more seeds. So you want to put proper seeds in him so he can produce proper seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's really what it's all about. And like I said, you don't have time to be vindictive. You don't have time to be mad. I don't care what the dude did. Let him go where he goes. You know what I'm saying? Your duty as a mother is to make sure that that child comes up right. So that's really it.
All right. So this popped up in my head before I get over to you, Mav. Okay. So you got the single mother trying to do her thing, raising things up, raising her kid up the way she sees fit. The man ain't been in the life 15 plus years. And then all of a sudden he wants to come back around. What should she do? How should she handle it? As this is his father, you ain't been here all this time. How should you approach that situation?
Depending on the reason why he's not been around.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been in jail, you know, could have been jacked up in his life and finally got his life together. You really, like I said, you have to be, it's your homework assignment. You know, your child is more precious than money, jewels, all the things that you may want in life. That child literally, it becomes more precious than all that. So you have to protect it as if you were protect that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes, you need to find out, okay, why is he here? What do you want? Why are you here? You know, you have that right to guard and protect that child.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to put him around this dude, like you said. For a child to say, oh, that's my dad. And like you said, if you're not that vindictive type and you like, hey, it is what it is with your dad. I don't know what's going on. The bottom line is just me and you right now. Yeah, you really do have to be... You have to be protective of that. You have to be concerned about it. You have to do your homework because, once again, this guy's coming around 15 years later. Depending on the circumstances, I need to know why you're here.
So it almost seems to me like you're implying that, depending on the circumstance, there can be a plausible reason for me to say, no, you can't see your son.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, like I said, one thing I've learned, a woman's intuition 9 times out of 10 is never wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift that God gave them. And being a parent, there's a grace that you have when you embrace being that parent that God gives you. You know when, okay, he's not about nothing. You know what I'm saying? And it really goes back to, and I'll say this and take it to where it needs to be taken to. If you're by yourself, you really are not by yourself. You know, you have God. You have to you have to stay on your knees constantly. And I've heard women say that done this right. Even the one woman I'm talking about before, she always said, I kept praying. I stayed on my knees. I knew that I couldn't do this without God. I didn't have a man, but I had God himself, the one who gave me this child.
Right.
So for my advice is, yeah, you need God to get through this. So if you got God leading you, you'll know if this dude is about something or not. You always know. Women just know. You know what I'm saying? You can't. It's when a woman's on her game, yeah, you got a real, you have a slim to none chance of trying to fool her or get something over her.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with her son. Very protective of their sons. Very.
Okay. So, and I'm going to throw this your way, Mav. So the woman has this intuition, right? She says, you're no good. I don't want you in his life. You haven't been here. Kick rocks. Beat it. But the son is saying, I just want to see this guy, see what he's about, get to know him, this and that, see what's what. What do you do? Do you say, nah, son, this dude is not good for you. I ain't going to even let you go that route. Or do you open this door up knowing that this man ain't worth nothing? He's probably going to come in, get you all hyped up, and then leave and break your heart again.
At a certain age, you can do that. There's certain ages that just, you have, like I said, as a parent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not letting my child at 13 you're supposed to that. And women will tell you this. Not now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not now. But there's, when you know that your child's mature enough to handle that, you let them see for themselves. You let them see, you say, you trust mama? Yeah, trust mama. I'm going to tell you what's about to happen, but I want you to see it for yourself. And I'm going to back up and let you see it for yourself, because I have to, growing up being a mother and you growing to a man, there's a certain things men have to go through. And this is one of the things you have to go through being a man. You need to see for yourself. And so you're going to find out. And you let them find out for themselves. And trust me, because I've been through it.
Right. You know, That's why I asked that question.
I've been through it. You know, my parents were very protective. My mom and my grandmother were very protective over me. You know, my my father, my people say my stepfather, my stepfather stepped in, and I don't call him my stepfather, but he became that dad that I needed. And so as I got older, I wanted to find out about my natural, you know, my biological dad. And I've always heard the stories about him and whatnot. And to be honest with you, my grandmother was absolutely right about him. Absolutely right. She was like, ain't nothing good about him. It's not going to do you any good trying to be around him like that.
Right.
Which was great because I found that out for myself. Growing up being a dad and having a dad that was in the house that raised me, you know, I was able to see it for myself of how to be a dad to my children, how to be a husband to my wife versus being around my biological father and not and seeing the total difference, the total opposite of what my dad is.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was allowed to see it. And my mother was like, you'll see. She didn't stop me. She didn't say anything, but she trusted and said, you know what? You'll see. And mm-hmm. when I saw it, I said, amen. Great. You guys are right. And I, like I said, because I have my mother's trust, I trust her, and I trusted my grandmother because they helped raise me. I was able to see it for myself. Like, y'all was absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, where you at? So you got a friend, female friend comes up to you and says exactly what we're talking about. Dad hasn't been around 15 years. All of a sudden he pops up. I know this bum is no good, but my son's like, he really wants to see him. What do you tell him?
I mean, I'm gonna tell him that he's no good, but you can sit down and talk to him, you know, just to get to know him. I mean, maybe he want to just, you know, see how his father is, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe he want to see what it looked like, his features, really get to know him, you know, and find out why he act a certain way.
Right.
You know, so I'm going to give him a chance.
Even at the risk of he about to do you wrong. I know what he about to do. I've been knowing this dude longer than you've known him, and I know he going to come in and just wreck your whole life. But go ahead anyway.
I mean, like I said, I'm going to tell the child about him, but I think, you know, by him not being in his life for so long, that child could be so curious about his father,
mm-hmm.
you know, his features, his ways, you know, his thinking. He could be athletic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He could really wonder about his dad. Where did he get this stuff from? So, I mean, yeah.
Go ahead, let him see for himself. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Trying to get an understanding, man, and a balance, yeah, on the situation.
Could be curious.
I mean, it's a tricky deal. I mean, that's why.
You know, and you know what? There's no fear when you've given the proper foundation to your child.
Yeah.
When you solidify that foundation with your child, you really are not worried.
Mm-hmm.
Because a man can't come in and break that up in 5 minutes, because it'll literally be 5 minutes is there.
Right.
If he's about nothing.
Right. So cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, audience that's listening, let us know your thoughts on the topic. I mean, very interesting one. And I mean, it's one that I inquire about. I mean, no opinion on this topic is wrong. It's just, you know, us being inquisitive. Can a woman fully raise a male child to the best of the tools that he needs effectively without a man being in place? Let us know. Send your comments on the show app. Feel free to go on to any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Culture Shock Entertainment, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. Let us know what you think. Share your opinion. Share your thoughts. Your thoughts are valuable, especially on this topic. We want to know what you think. What was your experiences? How did you get through it if you were a single mother? What did you do in the situation that you got in to get through? Do you feel that when your kid, if he is old enough to have left the nest, that he got everything that he needed to be fully equipped for society as a man? Let us know what you think and let us know how you feel. We'd be glad to hear from you. And speaking of social media, as we move on to our next topic, I was thinking, there's been a lot of thinking going on about different stuff. And I know all of you have been privy to this. And I know none of you guys are this because you are married. It doesn't happen to married people as much as it happens to single people. But social media has had an interesting way of shaping the dating environment and the relationship aspect of life in general. More people have access to your personal information than ever before. More people that you don't even really know all like that now have an insight on what you do personally. The way we handle things, because we have this online aspect, is totally different than it was before. People share their opinions. I was just actually talking to somebody one of my teenage cousins the other day, talking about why you post the different things that you post, all these subliminal messages and all these, you know, your baby daddy drama and all this and that. And I was shocked, but was shocked that one of the responses in this conversation was, you know, sometimes you do need counseling from people out there on Facebook and stuff like that you don't know. They might give you some good advice. And I went, really? Like, oh yeah, this is okay. But you know, people think like this. So my question to you brothers is social media ruining relationships out there? What do you think?
People are ruining relationships because they're making the horrible choice of letting social media be their guide to relationships.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Right.
Bottom line. You know, so yeah, it's people, not social media. People.
So you don't think that, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard to gauge things because I already feel like I know where you're coming from. It's like, you should be mature enough to handle your situation correctly. Well, but, you know, some people in their thinking and in the way that they think, I'm trying to say, they're a minority. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times you think a certain way, you just assume because you got common sense, everybody else should have common sense, where you're in the minority, not the majority on that situation.
Yeah, buddy.
So the sad reality is most people think opposite of what you think.
Right.
So I'm looking at it almost as, yeah, you're dumb for doing a lot of these things, but social media is a catalyst for the reason why you're so bad, because if this wasn't here, you wouldn't have anything to stumble over and be this stupid about everything. So what do you think, Matt? You think social media is messing up people's relationships? You think it's a bad thing to have if you're trying to secure your relationship, or even if you're trying to get into one, or how do you feel about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, you putting your business out there so everybody can see it, you know, and then people are making comments on the things that you're saying. And a lot of these people aren't in good relationships. So how are you talking to people who aren't even in good relationships? It's like you letting people who, you know, might got 10 baby daddies, you know what I'm saying, give a comment on your relationship. You know, so
10 baby daddies.
I mean, seriously, and then you're taking advice from them, so because you're hoping to get some advice to help your relationship thrive, but that's not going to happen.
Right.
You know?
It always seems like those people have the most opinions on relationships. Mm-hmm. I had to sit back and look one day like, okay, I see all this relationship stuff coming up. Okay, cool. You know, there's somebody that's an expert on some of everything, like legitimately an expert. You know, and I started looking at it and I started attaching names to all these different posts and memes and stuff like that. And I'm like, all of these people are single. How are you giving relationship advice and you're single?
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And more importantly, why are you dumb enough to like, comment, agree, go with it, and you know that this person is single?
For a reason.
Exactly.
And you know the reason. Yeah, that's bad.
It's like, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, of course you should be mature enough. You should have enough intelligence to say, I shouldn't go down that route. But as you can see, when you flip on your phone, your Instagram timeline, your Twitter timeline, Facebook, whatever, people are feeding into this nonsense because of social media allowing this to be available.
Right.
So it almost feels like, even though you can't hold them liable, there is some culpability for this platform being available. Also, I was thinking about this too. Now, you got a bunch of married brothers in here. You know, we're doing our things, happily married, got our situation intact, right?
Right.
So what do you do? First of all, let me ask this before we even go that route. Do you post a lot of your personal information online, you know, share it with people? You know, how do you vibe with that? How much, what is your quota or statute of limitations on what you're willing to share on social media as far as relationship wise?
Man, pretty much just not much at all. I mean, if it's our like important stuff like holidays,
yeah,
and anniversaries, but day-to-day stuff, it's a no-no. So you'll probably see me on there,
right,
posting my stuff maybe like, man, maybe one time a month, putting a picture up on there, just to be honest.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
So it's intentionally that you avoid, you know, sharing your personal business with the world.
Right.
Okay. That's cool. So that's kind of the way I think. So you feel like you're keeping yourself safe, you're keeping yourself out the way, you're not going to put yourself in position for people to be all up in your business. But then you always had this curveball that comes out there. So you're doing yourself, you're minding your business in your personal little social media space, and then boom, somebody out of nowhere hits your timeline from your past or something like that. And now you got all kind of issues that you didn't even create. You know what I'm saying? And this is what I'm talking about. You didn't, you're using your common sense, you're using your wisdom, you staying low key, but all of a sudden, some random person liked your timeline that just so happened to be somebody that you was kind of sort of thinking about maybe one day if the opportunity presented itself talking about, but you never did.
Right.
But the fact that you thought about maybe possibly considering talking to this person because y'all had class one day, now it's some drama on your hand. You see what I'm saying? Now, how do you deal with
this? Is this personal? Is this something that happened?
I mean,
it's got to be something that happened to you, player.
It's personal, but not personal. I put it like this. I've experienced it before. But I've heard way more stories of people who are experiencing stuff like this. And like, Jay, what you do? Tech, what you do about this situation? What should I do if somebody send me a friend request on my past? We ain't never do nothing like that. But boy, was she cold. And I wish I could have talked to her back in the day. This and that. It's like, that's a tricky slope to go down, brother. I mean, you like your relationship as it is? You probably don't want to do it. This is what I'm saying. It's like, you gotta answer these questions nowadays. Or this one. And I know everybody experienced this one. Even if y'all don't want to admit that y'all experienced the other one. You see a picture of a person. Whatever. You know, I go down my timeline and I kind of pick and choose what's worth hitting like. I might see a picture of a woman and, you know, you look nice. It was a nice, picture you got from, you know, what they call that place, Portrait Innovations or whatever. Okay. You know, it's just a nice looking picture. Nothing raunchy about it, but it's like, I would normally like that picture just because, hey, that's a nice picture. Or, you know, you graduated or something like that. You're in your cap and gown. Congratulations. I should hit like on that. But it's like, I know if I hit like on that and that shows up on somebody else's timeline, that could be trouble. It's like, you got to weigh things out like this. So what are you
doing? I was just
doing?
Talking about that today. That's why I'm laughing over here, man. Because there was a picture that showed up on my timeline today and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
She looked good.
That's why you liked it because she looked good.
Well, the picture, she really it was a good picture of her, and it wasn't nothing nasty or anything like that.
Right.
She took a picture of herself, and I liked it. You know, it's not a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I didn't put a comment down there.
Yeah.
So you think that's more serious than just
the thumbs up? Oh, yeah, definitely, because, now you're adding remarks.
Okay.
Like it and going about your business, but you adding remarks. You got to be real careful with that. But, yeah, I was just talking about that, too.
I find that funny, because I run across a lot of them, and it'd be like, I mean, I just want to like it because it's a nice picture. You was out to dinner or whatever it is. Like, hey, that's what it's for. That's what the thumbs up for. Like, but it's like, no way. I'm not doing that.
Just
going to have to assume that you know that I like that
picture. It's kind of tricky, though.
I done got to the point to where, look, now, you know what I'm saying? If I see a picture that I like, you know what I'm saying? I just like it and deal with the consequences later. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel now. You know, because you don't know what was going through my mind when I liked it.
Right,
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like, look.
And you don't want that person to think that you was liking it because you like them.
You know what I'm saying?
I just like the picture.
Right. I don't comment on people's pictures, you know what I'm saying? But I like it, you know? So it's like, I just feel like, you know, first of all, I'm being faithful to you. You know what I'm saying? That's enough right there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I can like anybody picture. You know what I'm saying? I done did my due diligence. I'm faithful to you. That's enough. So I'm going to like whoever picture I want to like. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm rolling with Josh on that.
I'm going to just tell Cash, like, look, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got to boss up. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Y'all got to boss up. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what's the limitation on the type of picture that you're willing to like? Just anything goes, or is it a certain type of picture?
You know,
like, I can't do that.
I'm not liking that picture with you in a bathing suit.
Right.
I'm not liking that picture.
Okay.
I'm not liking the one with your boobs about to pop up your shirt.
Okay.
I'm not going to like that. Just certain, you know, there are people that take classy pictures. You know, there's a lady that got her hair done, and she got some makeup on, and she's just showing off her do for the day. Like, it was one girl that I knew, I actually liked it and made a comment on it. And my comment was, yo, fly hairdo, because she had something totally different, and she had the black lipstick going, but it was a different look for her.
Right.
And I said, man, that's sharp. Nice, you know what I'm saying, nice hairdo, nice pick, dope. And that was it. It wasn't like, ooh, sexy, or the eyes, or the, you know, 100% two thumbs up. None of that crazy stuff. I just gave her props for what type of picture she took.
Right.
But that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, like I said, I'm not liking a bathing suit where it's obvious. You know why I'm liking this picture.
Right.
Right.
Look. I put it like this.
I felt it in the looks. Look, said, look, okay, let's go.
I said, that's where we gonna differ at, because I know where I draw the line at.
Look,
I may like it, but I ain't gonna like it.
I ain't gonna like it.
I put it like this. I start thinking about how many likes our wives is giving these men on these movies that they be watching.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Okay. In their head, the mental delivery, likes, right?
How many times we sit next to them and then they're like, ooh, wow, look at him. You know, and then we trying to talk to them and they're like, hold on, you know, and then like, let's go in the bedroom, go have sex, hold on, till this movie go off, wait, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, so I'm like, hold up, that's a whole lot of likes right there.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm
right.
All the movies that are made with all them beautiful black man up on there with the six
Magic
pack and all
Mike
type of
two,
stuff.
Check that. Chocolate City. They got Chocolate City.
So hold up. Wait, just watch right.
My wife was on the phone talking to me at work while she was watching that dang movie. You know what I'm saying? And
by herself?
Yeah. And she wasn't paying attention.
I'm like,
why is she not paying attention to me for? Then I came home and then I see that movie up on the dresser. I'm
right.
Like, hold up.
Tyson was intent, yeah. You know.
So there's a whole lot of likes going on.
Right.
So now I just do a whole lot of likes. You know what I'm saying? If I see it, I like it. You know what I'm saying? That's how
so you get the girl with the twerk video going on and you like what you see, you just go hit the like button, you know.
Like. You know what
I'm saying? He said like.
Look, it's eye candy. It's eye candy. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I ain't out there. Look, I'm being faithful. You know what I'm saying? I ain't touching. I'm just touching it with my eyes a little bit.
Hey, man, they got that poke button, man. You just might want to start wanting to poke something. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to poke nothing.
Okay.
Just eye candy.
You know what's funny? Because I was my wife had went with one of her sorority sisters to go see the Magic Mike. What is it? XXL or something? Uh-huh. I don't know. So I asked her the next day, like, well, how was the movie? She said,
whew. That's what I'm saying.
She said, listen, wait, this is what she said. She said, intense.
Intense.
So me, with my, I'm still in process self, kind of cussed and said, What you mean intense?
Right. And what happened at the movie?
Like she said it almost as if it's just she had a
right, yeah.
Conniption. I said,
this
what
is
you?
What I'm saying.
I turned and said, what you mean intense? She said, she stopped and thought about what she was going to say next because I said, yeah, what's she going to say? She said, the choreography was amazing. So I looked and I said,
I bet it was.
Right, exactly what I said. I said, I bet it was. She was like, no, because one of her favorite dancers from I forget the little dancing show was in there. She's always liked this dude because he's...
Oh, Wade Robinson?
No, Twitch.
Twitch, okay.
She loves Twitch. And Twitch is dope. So she's like, Twitch is in there, and they do a lot of choreography in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, really? She said, yeah. It was like the moves. They weren't just out there doing these little stupid seductive moves. They were actually... The choreography was crazy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, she's like, man, I know you wouldn't see it, but if I could kind of show you the choreography, what they were doing, you would understand. And I understand she loves dancing.
Right.
So when she's playing that, I said, oh. But in my head, I'm like, whatever, man. And
right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, wow. Because she just, it was intense.
So did you go on social media and go on like a like rampage? Like, get this. I got a 24-hour window to like whatever I want.
No, I didn't. But I will say this. There were some pictures that came across my timeline.
Mm-hmm.
I commented on, but she'll never know about them. She know now, but she still never.
How about
this?
Yeah,
she'll never know about them.
But
now,
that's tricky with the algorithm of Facebook and all that. You know, you comment on something, then it pop up on the timeline. Like, hey, your husband commented on this at 2 o'clock in the morning. Did you see that? That's how Facebook be on. It's like, you know what? Nah,
that's
I'm gonna just stay away from that altogether because that ain't nothing but trouble. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm gonna ask Mav because Mav just on a different level. So all of us realistically, because we got 400, 500, 600, 1,000 friends per se on these different social media platforms that we don't really know but we done came across. So in the mixture of all that, you got some people that either you've been in a relationship with, thought about being in a relationship with, or y'all had something going, whatever. You got something like that going on in your little pool of people that you are integrated with. So what's your limits, or I should say, is there a limit on, oh, we used to talk, I can't really like anything of hers, or, she liked me and she probably still like me now, I ain't gonna really comment on anything she got, or is it just a free for all? If I see it, I like it. It don't matter what the relationship or the history was, I'm just going for it.
Well, see, now if my wife knew that we used to be together,
okay,
know what I'm saying? You know, then it's a problem, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, so I shouldn't be liking her stuff, and pretty much she really shouldn't even be on my timeline.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Especially if it was, somebody that I done had sex with, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Before the marriage or something like that,
Okay. So no sex is okay. But sex, you gotta cut them off.
I mean,
buddy, you really, really, really?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
How about this? Maybe if you had sex with them at a certain point in your life where it was maybe once or twice,
you can still be friends with them.
Nah.
Well, it depends on where you at in your life.
Yeah. Okay.
And where they at. You know what I'm saying? They may be happy in their relationship and you're happy in yours.
Right.
There's no flirting going on or nothing like that. You just wish them well and go about their business.
If I've dated you before,
yeah,
you cannot make it on my timeline. Yeah. I am not dealing with those problems. Yeah. I get stuff now. And it became a running joke. Like, you know, before when we first started talking, it would be a thing of, you know, we'll both do it. Like, you know, your girlfriend did this or your boyfriend did that. You kind of knew what person you was talking about, you was referring that to. Nowadays, I don't know who she's talking about. So, yeah, your girlfriend likes your picture. I'm like, who are you talking about this week? Yeah. I have no clue. And these are just, you know, when it's identified who it is, these are just straight casual people. Let alone somebody that I've actually talked to, you can forget about making it on my timeline. I'm not dealing with those problems. It's just, it's a no-no for me. And like I said, even if it's like you, even if I know you like me, or even if I think that she thought that you liked me, you know what? I ain't giving it no likes. I ain't putting no comments. I ain't sharing the little post that you put up. We just gonna keep it on neutral, and hopefully you don't like too many of my pictures, and we can just, you know, subliminally see eye to eye that, you know. You knew you put up a good picture. Just know that I knew that was a good picture, and I'll never hit the like button ever in life because I ain't trying to have those problems. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Right. So with that being said, y'all let us know what y'all think the boundaries or the limits is, because some of y'all out there that I know and a whole bunch of other y'all that I don't know, I've seen how y'all operate on social media. And I mean, y'all, it's just kind of questionable. So let me know, you know, what if am I in the right scope, or, you know, how do you feel about it? Is anything good to go, or... You know, or like Say said, yeah, hey, if it was only 2-3 times y'all did something, you know, they still qualify as somebody you can be friends with. But it was like 10 times, and that's a little too much, you know. I don't know what the limitations are. Y'all let us know. Y'all go on the website. Y'all comment on the show app. Do what y'all need to do. Give us an understanding. But before we get out of here, you ready, Say? You ready to give us the goods?
Yes. I don't really have nothing off the top of my brain, but I could definitely give you something.
Well, that's the point, because I'm just saying, you always got something to give. So where you at, man? We got another I'm just saying moment coming. Seeping. I see him playing through his phone, and I know he got something. So go ahead, give it to us before we close out. We left you a few minutes, and, you know, we just have to abort the show. We'll do what we have to do. But go ahead and give us what you got.
Woo! Well, it's funny you're talking about these pictures liking and not to like and poking, but not to poke. Uh-huh.
Don't poke anything. That's my personal suggestion. But go ahead.
Right. So I was at work, and a picture came up on my timeline this morning, and it was a beautiful picture. You know, I had to say that. And so my guys that was working with me said, "Who's that?" Mm-hmm. So, you know, certain person. She just knows she's cool, whatever. And they was like, "Man, she's hot."
Mm-hmm.
And right before I was going to open my mouth and agree and say, "Yeah, she is," I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Okay, I can't say that."
Okay.
And so they saw me stop, and they said, "What's wrong with you? What happened?" I said, I got to be careful what I say, because I don't want to I don't want to do that.
Right.
And so we had a conversation, you know, about certain women and all that stuff. And I had some interesting guys in there talking about it from their perspective. And I just come to this conclusion, and I'm going to just be all the way real with it. And this is my I'm just saying moment for the show, and we can do what we do. There are some amazingly fine women out here. And
okay.
I'm just saying, sometimes I like to look at them. Just happy.
There you go. I agree.
I'm human. I don't care how much God and Jesus you have. You can fake the funk if you want to. I'm not trying to start a relationship with these women.
Yeah.
But their picture is there, and I'm there, I'm looking.
Eye candy.
I'm looking.
Okay. So I get every man looks. Every woman looks. I mean, we got eyeballs. We see.
Right.
We appreciate.
Right.
How did Lecrae put it? He said, "I can't lie. I admire beauty like the next man." We all admire beauty.
Right.
So are you saying that you're looking because your eyeballs working, you can see, oh, she's fine, oh, she got a nice body, oh, she's pretty, or you like
she pretty,
or you like taking on a hobby, like you like bird watching, like, I'm going to look for the finest thing, and I'm going to gawk at it and appreciate it and admire it.
I'm definitely not going to look for anything. Just things that come across your timeline. I said, man, you know.
You just going
to
stop and gaze at the beauty.
I'm like, listen, God didn't just make one beautiful woman. If he did, I got her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he made a bunch of them because he had a bunch of us men that say, well, every man deserves one beautiful woman, at least one.
Right.
So he made a bunch of beautiful women. And if there's, and just because there's a lot of men who want to play with each other and not look at these beautiful women, I'm just saying, they got an extra eyes to the pair of eyes that want to look at them. So I look. Hey, I'm admiring what God created. It's amazing. But I love what I have at home. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of beautiful women out here.
Do you think that causes any strain on how you perceive your wife when you go home, especially if you run across somebody that has attributes that your wife may not have?
No, because my wife is a straight 10, and I'm going to tell you why she's a straight 10, because I've told her before, you can be fine and fly, because she always said, I know I'm not the flyest thing and all this other stuff, but I told her, I said, listen, just because you may perceive somebody to be fly and they may be the choice meat of the day.
Right, of the day.
There's so much more than just eye candy. You know, there's other things that you factor in, you know, how this person is on the inside, how they can, you know, conduct themselves around people, you know, how they feel about me, how they treat me. And clearly, by far, there's been nobody even close to her when it comes to that. So I could never put anybody over her. So she'll always be attending me. I always say she's off the scales because of how she is and you know the love that we got, and then she's just dope. So I tell her, I say, hey, listen, sometimes I like to look at eights and nines, and sometimes I like to look at a couple tens. You're not on that scale. You're off the scale. You're on a whole nother pedestal. I got you on the pedestal. These girls are on Facebook. You on the pedestal, they're on Facebook. There's a big difference between that.
Okay.
They're on my phone. I can cut my phone off any given time. Right. They're gone. You on that pedestal every day. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't no, you know, I'm not giving them more attention or whatnot. Because my wife is fine. I like looking at my wife. It's pretty obvious I like looking at my wife. Cause
yeah, with your 87 kids, you get it? I mean, I get it.
Killing me with these kids, man.
You killing me, too. That's a lot of kids. I feel the burn. I ain't even got a raise.
Hey, listen. I enjoy making them. What can I say?
I can understand.
And I enjoy target practice a lot. I'm just saying.
Right. I do. Hit the bullseye a lot, I see. So, yeah. Matt, so what are you telling your wife, now that this show is going to be aired and out here for the world to hear, what do you tell your wife about your bird-watching escapades, if you will? You know, your hobby that you have.
He ain't purposely bird-watching, man.
Look. I mean, but you are. That's like if you see a blue jay and say, oh, yeah, I wasn't looking for the blue jay, but bam, they're going to the tree.
Let me admire the beauty, because I don't see too many blue jays. You're right. Okay, I get that.
Look, it was about like maybe like 3-4 weeks ago. My wife, it was late at night. She like, somebody made a fake page on Instagram and then sent me a message talking about, look at what your husband is looking at on his Instagram page or whatever ever. You know what I'm saying? This is what she told me. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, what is Thickagram? You know what I'm saying?
Thickagram?
Yeah, look. She said,
let me look that up. Look.
She said, what is Thickagram? You know what I'm saying? So she like, oh yeah, I went to look it up. You know what I'm saying? So she's like, what you looking at that for? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I just kept it real. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Thickagram or Thickergram?
No, Thickagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like Instagram, but thick.
Yeah. So gotcha. I'm like, look, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, look, I need to look at something different every once in a while. You know what I'm saying? I'm just be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Oh, but, I see why she said that.
See, with Thickagram, maybe every couple of days, it might be two cold things come across your page. They ain't naked or nothing like that.
You can't
but
they
just got on baby suit.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And they be thick, too. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
You know. But, look, I ain't going out doing nothing wrong off in the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
look, I just need to see a little something different than a blue moon. I'm going to work 12 hours and 10 hours, stuff like that, seeing the same stuff all the time. I want to see something a little different.
All right, pause real quick because this show is about to come to an end. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this show and you see where we about to head, make sure you go over to the website, CultureShockEntertainment.com.
Don't go to Thickagram.
Right, yeah. Or do what you want to do because we're going to have a lot of more conversation about this Thickagram thing. But go to CultureShockEntertainment.com and listen to the Overdrive podcast. CultureShockEntertainment.com. You can also go on Facebook, CultureShockEntertainment. Twitter, Culture Shock, ENT, all that fun stuff. So we're going to get into this a little more on the Overdrive in just a second. So make sure you tune off with MixLR or the Caster radio programming, however you're listening to it, and get over there right now because it's about to go down.
Yeah, ain't nothing going down looking at this stuff.